Day 4, March 8th. Today's reflection is based on John chapter 1, verses 43 through 51, and was written by the Reverend Tara Woodard Lehman, class of 2003. Today's passage opens with Jesus inviting Philip to follow me. Philip, in turn, finds his friend Nathanael and tells him about the one Moses wrote about in the law, and about whom the prophets also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. At first, Nathanael is skeptical and asks, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" Philip seems to brush off Nathanael's low view of Nazareth and responds, "Come and see." Philip doesn't clap back or correct Nathanael. He doesn't bombard him with information, bludgeon him with facts, or blame him for doubting. He refrains from heated debate and soaring rhetoric. Philip doesn't seek to proselytize or persuade. Instead, Philip simply invites Nathanael to come and see. But before Nathanael has a chance to see Jesus, Jesus sees him. Jesus declares, "Here truly is an Israelite in whom there is no deceit." Here, Jesus sees with a kind of holy double vision. It's not merely sight, it's also insight. Jesus doesn't just look at Nathanael, he understands him. Once he has seen and known, the one skeptic declares, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Today's gospel reminds us of whom we follow, a Savior who sees us fully, knows us deeply, and loves us beyond what we can imagine. Because of Christ's immense love for us, we are encouraged to invite others to simply come and see for themselves. Today's prayer. God of grace, thank you for seeing and understanding us. Lend us clarity and vision as we seek to follow Jesus these Lenten days. Show us how to serve our neighbors in a way that makes them feel seen, known, and deeply loved. Amen.